The Giving Cupboard in Rigby, about 15 miles north of Idaho Falls, is among the organizations Governor Little is recognizing. Their president, Naomi Schilling, says COVID-19 has presented a major challenge to communities in the area.
When the pandemic started, we had to close our building, and with the monumental efforts of our board, we turned our program on a dime, and we began a mobile pantry so that we could continue feeding hungry families in Jefferson County.
Jean Liston is executive director of the Hunger Coalition, which is also being recognized. The organization serves Blaine County, which is the epicenter of COVID-19 when it first hit in March. She says the Hunger Coalition already has distributed 500,000 pounds of food through September, about twice as much as they usually distribute in a year.
Even before the pandemic hit, 52% of people in Blaine County were considered food insecure or one crisis away. Well, we're now seeing what happens when that one crisis hits everyone at once. So it's just been a struggle for so many for the last 7+ months now.
In North Idaho, outside Lewiston, the town Julietta's J.K. Good Samaritan Food Bank is being honored. Director Larry Haylett says when COVID-19 first hit, folks who regularly come to the food bank were concerned that there might not be enough for people in need, so they stopped coming.
We finally got word out, we've got plenty of food, and now they've started coming again. But I thought it was rather neat that they were concerned for others beyond themselves, making sure others got the food.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.